Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into the weeds, looking at the newest economy ISEA report, our mission, to pull out the strategic insights you need for Southeast Asia's digital economy. You know, ASEAN, or ISEUN, as it's often pronounced, for anyone in business strategy, this market, well, it's not just growing fast, it's kind of rewriting the rule book.
Oh, absolutely. The data we're seeing backs that up completely. The region's digital economy, it's actually on pace to blow past $300 billion in gross merchandise value, or GMV. And what's really striking is that's 1.5 times the original forecast for the entire decade.
Wow, 1.5 times.
Yeah. And we're seeing both GMV and revenue climbing steadily, around 15% year over year.
Yeah.
The pace is just incredible.
So what's the main engine behind that speed? I mean, e-commerce is the obvious answer, even with the market consolidating a bit. But is there something else, a shift in how people are buying?
Exactly. That's the crucial strategic point. It's the rise, maybe even the explosion, of video commerce. It's delivering a massive growth premium. We're talking 25% of total e-commerce GMV now comes from video.
A quarter of all e-commerce.
Yeah. But here's the really interesting insight for strategists. This growth isn't coming from expensive purchases. It's almost entirely driven by sheer volume. Transaction volume.
Volume over value. Okay, hang on. Can we talk specifics there? Because the average order value, the AOV, for video commerce, the report says it's like $6 or $7 per order. That seems unbelievably low, especially when the overall e-commerce AOV is closer to $11 or $13. So video is actually pulling the average down.
It is. And that's the central challenge, right? How do you make money on $6 transactions? Logistically, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, the cost must be tough.
Well, the sheer scale seems to be part of the answer. But you really have to master what people are calling shoppertainment. Think QVC meets TikTok, but live, 247 almost. People are buying small, often impulse items because they're entertained in real time. Ah, okay. So it's the constant stream, the small buys adding up.
Precisely. And that volume is just staggering. Video commerce GMV. It's jumped 2.5 times since just 2023. And that's fueled by a huge 50% year-over-year increase in the number of transactions.
Right. It's less about needing a specific thing and more about, oh, that looks fun, click buy.
Yeah.
Driven by, I guess, a feeling of connection.
Connection and trust, yep. Definitely. Trust is absolutely the core currency here. And we're seeing the creator landscape shift too. It's not just the big mega influencers anymore.
Yeah.
Niche creators, micro influencers, they're becoming really important.
Because they feel more authentic.
Probably. And the main way that trust gets built, and frankly how sales get converted, is live video. The data is pretty clear. 80% of the top selling products get featured in live streams.
Right.
That real time interaction, maybe a sense of urgency, it works.
Okay, so if that live, very human connection is driving sales now,
yeah.
What about AI? That feels like the next big wave everyone's talking about. How does AI fit into this high-touch, trust-based model?
Well, that's the next competitive frontier, no question. AI isn't just coming. It's already here and reshaping the consumer journey in Southeast Asia. Get this. 62% of consumers across the region say AI-powered features, especially things like hyper-personalized recommendations, have already influenced what they bought.
62%. So this isn't theoretical. It's actively happening now.
Exactly. It's real.
So strategically then, what does this mean for companies, especially those who've spent years optimizing for, the standard Google search bar?
It means that whole linear path search, click, maybe compare, then buy, that's becoming kind of obsolete, or at least less dominant. AI is enabling this much more dynamic discovery process. Think multimodal inputs. Visual search, for example, is growing like crazy, something like 70% year over year.
70%. Wow. So people are searching with pictures more.
Yeah, among other things. The point is, businesses need to adapt their entire strategy. It's not just about keywords anymore. You have to figure out how to guide users through this, this ecosystem of AI-assisted exploration. How do you recommend it?
Okay, so let me try and synthesize this. Success in ASEAN seems to demand mastering two pretty different things at once. On one hand, you need the operational chops for that low AOV, high volume video commerce machine. On the other, you need to build out the AI infrastructure for hyper-personalized, trust-based discovery. That's quite the balancing act.
That sums it up perfectly. It's a real dual mandate. And this leads directly to a really tough question for strategists, especially around investment. You've got the high upfront cost of sophisticated AI tech. But in Southeast Asia, you often have relatively low local labor costs. So where do you put your first big AI bet?
Right.
Is it something complex like, say, advanced fraud detection that protects your margins? Or do you start simpler, maybe with basic AI for customer service to help handle that massive volume? Figuring out that specific ROI calculation, that's probably the biggest challenge defining the road ahead for, well, pretty much everyone playing this digital economy.